time. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Coming up, we got a street sweep KGB style going on here in the United States. We'll tell you about that. Also, those of you now tuning in Kalispell, we've got a story happening right there under your noses, which you might already be aware of, involving two twin little girls, little singing girls that we've talked
pretty
about in the past.
Pretty little singing girls.
Pretty on the outside, very ugly on the inside. Mm-hmm. All that's on the way. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun, though, to start things out. Francisco in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Guys?
Hi, hey. Francisco.
Oh, hi. I wanted Ian to know that you were right.
What about?
How so?
A couple of weeks ago, I called in and told you about my girlfriend's...
My girlfriend's what?
A couple of weeks...
You having trouble there, Francisco?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone, but a couple of weeks ago, I called you and I told you about my girlfriend's mother.
Yes. How she wouldn't let you talk to your girlfriend, etc.
What? Today, my girlfriend told me that she needs someone to be there for her, as in there next to her. And she told me she thinks we should not go out anymore.
So what part were we right about?
That you said it won't last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Also, I wanted to tell you...
Hold on. What was... before we go on, she said she needed somebody there. Does she mean her mother? Or does she need a... has she met another boy? Or what's the...
I think because she told me like some guy gave her a sweatshirt when she was cold or something.
Oh,
well, that's what happens when they go far away.
You've been replaced by a guy with a sweatshirt, Francisco.
Well, he's been replaced by a guy that's there.
Yeah.
And he's not, and he can't unfortunately do anything about that.
These things happen. You're 15 years old. I guarantee you, you'll encounter another lady that you find interesting.
I'm sure, Ian. So I wanted to let you know today my experiences in school. I got into an argument about smoking.
Okay.
And, well, I just told him, you know, this girl told me, what about the right for me not to have to inhale smoke? And I said, right, that's the privilege that the owner of gives you.
The owner of the business, right. You're cutting out just a little bit. Try to wrap up your thoughts if you could, please.
Well, today she told me, she was like, after this, all this, she told me, well, you're just a terrorist.
A terrorist?
Yes, I'm a terrorist.
Well, and what you need to tell her is that once you've lost an argument, that's when you go to the ad hominem attack.
Name calling. Yeah.
Once you have no more logic left, once you can't win, that's when...
You're a butthead!
Right, that's
terrorist.
When you have to start doing that stuff.
You're ugly!
Because what does terrorist mean? It means nothing.
Yeah. What was your response to that, and what did she say in return?
Basically, I was like, how am I a terrorist? Because I don't trust the government, I'm a terrorist. She said, don't talk to me.
You're
right.
Scaring her.
You have successfully defeated her argument, so don't talk to her.
Exactly. Well done, Francisco, and have a good night. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I love hearing our younger listeners' stories of the conflicts that they're developing in their local high schools.
That's great.
They're stirring it up out there, which is good. Let's continue with Paul in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, Paul. What's up?
Yeah, I want to talk about the cult members you got that listen to your show.
What are you talking about, man?
Well, I'm just stating a fact. We were talking about, Man Butcher, I don't know
Mark.
Your other name, brother.
Mark is his name now.
Okay, Mark. Mark was talking about people going at hominem arguments. I just wanted to say that when I call people cult members, I'm just stating a fact. But 2 points real quick. That is that the issue of the Pope and his remarks regarding Arabs.
Okay.
It's just meant to get the cult groups angry at each other. And so they need to understand, before they get caught up in the detail of, oh, the Pope said this, and let's talk about it around the water cooler at work, we need to understand. But if you're totally asleep, you don't understand that when you are in cult groups like the Catholic Church or the Arabs or the Islamic people.
Sure.
Or Christians, when people don't agree or they have something against you, all of a sudden, you know, they're evil and we've got to argue or attack against them. And
right,
so
I don't get it, Paul. I mean, if the Pope says something, it doesn't bother me. He's just some silly old man. I mean, whatever, let him say what he wants.
Well, we live in a world where people are always looking for saviors. They want George Bush to save them. They want Jesus to come and rapture them before the hell hits this planet as if it isn't already here. And I'm just so sick and tired when you hear the name religion or people espousing that kind of nonsense, you can understand one thing for sure. You're dealing with a deceiver, and you're dealing with someone that doesn't want to know the truth. They want to know and paint a picture in their own head that they can go off and live in. And I just wanted to say that, yes, a lot of times, you know, I say cult members that listen because a lot of them are religious that listen to your show.
Sure,
and the other group think, even though it's 38 years later and the technology has quadrupled massively, that they went to the moon.
And oh, you're going to bring that up now.
Oh, I have to, because we're talking about your cult members. And when you have...
So everybody that believes that we went to the moon is a cult member?
If you have to believe that we went to the moon and you don't know one way or the other, first of all, you're lazy and don't even get into the debate because it's a waste of time, because at the end of all these debates, they always end up saying, well, I believe they went because there's 111 different moon rocks. Well, you know, to just shut that down real quick, we supposedly got moon rocks from Mars. Oh, brother, did we have to go to Mars to get them? Or if you want to use the rationale that...
How did you get moon rocks from Mars? That's news to me. I didn't know that.
Oh, well, maybe one of your cult members that want to believe in this spaceology will call up and tell you all about how they've gotten moon rocks and they found these little creatures and they think that life
Paul,
is on
Mars. Really, what difference does it make if we went to the moon or not? Just out of curiosity.
I
think we may have.
It doesn't matter if we're talking about Jesus or we're talking about which is the most... fastest growing cult, which is the Spaceology Space Cult One, whether it's Joseph Smith.
I don't know if that's the fastest growing cult, Paul.
It is. Brother, you're dealing with a researcher, and I would love to talk about these issues.
Okay, shut me down. No, go ahead, sir.
No, but for real, I'm being very serious, and you know that I'm very serious about
my
cult.
Yes, you are serious. Serious as a heart attack.
I'm either looking to learn or I'm looking to educate. And right now when we're talking about the moon...
What would it take to convince you that we went to the moon?
Dude, I know that we didn't go.
So you don't have any onus of criteria then? You could not be convinced, is what you're saying.
Okay, I don't have time. It takes a lot of time to talk about that. But the bottom line is, all these cult members, they believe that man has went to the moon. Even though it's 38 years later... And the technology was used as supposedly a calculator was the technology they used, equivalent, to get to the moon back in the 60s in the 20th century. We're now in the 21st century.
You know, I gotta say, to be fair, I think the moon controversy is more interesting than the 9/11 controversy. Paul, thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. Not much more interesting, but a little more. Let's talk to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Nina Mark. Serge.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
I know
how
I haven't called in a while. I just want to get that out of the way first. Congratulations on the move to New Hampshire.
We're pleased to be here, sir.
Your Francisco called in from Jersey about another battle in public school.
Yes.
And I recently had the same kind of encounter.
You were called a terrorist?
More or less, yes.
Okay, what happened?
Well, I have on my planner, is my organizer in school, a sticker with a picture of George W. Bush on it that says, darn good liar.
Mm-hmm.
And arguably, New York, the part of New York close to the city that I live, is very liberal, very democratic.
I think the whole state would qualify in that fashion, but okay.
True, true. Some parts upstate, not really, but...
Okay.
So these two liberal kids look at my planner and say, yeah, right on, Serge, right on. And we start getting into a discussion, and all of a sudden the topic turns on gun control.
Mm.
And they, in their typical liberal mindset, are like, gun control is bad.
You mean good.
Right, gun control is good,
guns are bad.
Guns are bad. Guns kill people, we must stop them.
Tonight, yeah. Guns are bad.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I start telling them that, no, a person has a right to own one. And they essentially start calling me. They start calling me a criminal. And they start calling me crazy.
I want to get more details from you. Hang on, Serge. 800-259-9231. You crazy, wacky libertarians, you. Advocating personal freedoms. Advocating economic freedoms. What are you thinking? We're on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 18th, 2006. Gold opened at $579.50, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $611.30. Again, that's $611.30 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken financial institutions. Midas is offering the hard-hitting report by Greg McCoach, covering the 7 reasons for gold to move higher, calling for $1,000 an ounce, exposing the debt structure, central bank buying, the China effect, and much more. Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything's totally free. We've got live streams there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them on the house, freetalklive.com. Hey, are you looking for a little politically independent common sense? Download the show hosted by a man once referred to as Michael Moore and Ann Coulter's love child. Loud, fast, and smart. It's a show already popular with many Free Talk Live fans. Common Sense with Dan Carlin. You can get the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. Again, dancarlin.com. So, let's continue with the calls here. Back to Serge in New York. Serge, you were in school today, and you had a couple guys approach you and applaud you for having an anti-Bush sticker on, I guess, one of your book bags or something. And, at that point, somehow the conversation steered into from being friendly into a conversation about guns. And, of course, you live in New York State, which is one of the most oppressive of the 50 states in regards to gun control laws. And essentially things got a little interesting from there. So go ahead and recount your story, if you would.
Well, my story was, we were talking about, you know, how the Bush regime is bad, police state is bad, and all that stuff. And then one of my comments was about how they're using gun control to take away our rights, essentially. Well, you know, to sum it up briefly, it was a big conversation, but that's the gist of it.
Yeah.
excuse me. So as soon as I said that, they're like, both of them in unison, they're like, what? One says, no one should be able to own guns. And the other one chimes in and says, only the police and the military should own guns.
Mm. Well, now here's really the question. George Bush is in control, and they don't like him, right?
Yeah.
Well, what would happen if George Bush tomorrow, and people have speculated this could happen, decided to become a military dictator? You know, he's just going to
seize power,
take over. I'm not getting out. Declare martial law, and that's the whole total of it. Really, how do Americans, if they can't stop it through any legal means, how do Americans get what they want?
Well, you know, they would have to rise up like our founding fathers did against the British.
With what? Rocks and pitchforks?
Yeah, right.
That was my point to them. If they don't have arms, they can't.
Yeah.
And I told them that if, God forbid, it gets to this state that we have this total dictatorship, that they're going to need their arms to fend it off. And then their comment to me was, oh, no, that will never happen.
Right.
Bush isn't that bad.
Well, you know, that's what these people always fall back on. But that's the reason for the Second Amendment, in case it does get that bad.
Yeah,
now, everybody has their own that bad threshold. But, you know, yeah, it could get that bad. It's gotten that bad in other countries, and I don't see what gives you the hubris, the pride, the gall to say that it couldn't happen in America.
And
to think that our founding fathers were just that wrong?
Yep.
Go ahead, sir.
Another point I made to them was that one of the first things Hitler did when he rose to power in 1933 was take away the Germans' guns.
You know, I've heard that disputed in different places.
I should look into that more.
I have.
I've heard that. I never heard it disputed, but I guess it could be. Serge, thank you for the call, man, and let us know what else happens in your wonderful high school days.
It would make sense to me, though. I mean, you certainly, if you're going to crack down on military leadership, you want to make sure that nobody has guns to take it away from you.
Exactly right. What an interesting occasion, I mean, to have a so-called liberal come out and basically say, well, Bush isn't that bad, in defense of gun control. To say that they are so scared of guns, these inanimate objects that don't do anything until picked up by someone,
mm-hmm.
to say that their fear of guns is greater than their fear of their most hated political enemy is really just a pathetic statement.
Yeah, it's kind of sad to me.
It really is. 1-800.
Here they're going to, these little inanimate objects are going to get up, dance around, and shoot your head off.
Well, 800-259-9231. We know our listeners in Montana probably don't have much of an objection when it comes to firearms. But one thing is, for sure, they have been objecting to two little girls that have moved into their area. That's right. Prussian Blue has moved into Free Talk Live's affiliate area of Kalispell, Montana.
Has moved or will
they
move?
They have moved in.
Huh.
So they could be listening to the show at the moment.
Well, if they have any taste, they certainly are.
Right. Well, they certainly don't have taste. In the picturesque northwest corner of Montana, according
to cute little girls.
ABC News, only 30 miles from Glacier National Park, signs have begun to appear on windows in the city of Kalispell that proclaim, "No hate here." What's the fuss all about? At first, it seems difficult to believe that the focus of the campaign is two 14-year-old twin girls. Then it becomes clear. The two teens are those spokeskids for white separatists, Lamb and Lynx Gade, who vaulted to international attention after they appeared on ABC's primetime last year. We covered the story at that time.
Right.
The girls, their mother April and stepfather Mark Harrington, recently moved from Montana to Bakersfield. To Montana from Bakersfield, California, after April told primetime that Bakersfield was, quote, not white enough.
Well, Bakersfield certainly isn't white.
Now Kalispell has put the family on notice, not in my backyard. Last week, a group of neighbors printed information sheets about the family and distributed them door to door, which, by the way, I think their tactics here are great. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful example of social ostracism in action. Nobody has attacked these people.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has destroyed their property or anything like that. There's nothing that has been done here that's actionable, at least on the part of the racists.
They're just trying to pressure them out of town. And I can't say that I have a problem with that.
Exactly. The flyers, and even listen to the flyer. It's very carefully worded. And
they have a right to live there if they purchase the property. They don't have a right to live there without other people protesting that they're
right.
living there.
And they don't have a right to come into my business and buy stuff from me. If I'm running one of the stores there in Kalispell, and I spot them or their mom or stepdad coming into the store, I'll tell them to get out. You can go buy your beer somewhere else, buddy.
I have to agree. That's how I'd do it.
But here's how the flyer was worded, and I think it's very tactful. They could have been really abusive with this flyer. I mean, they could have just labeled them racist and just attacked them right out. But I think they're really, really very careful here. Quote, "This letter is not written as a means to harass the family or to begin a witch hunt. We wish the family no harm. Our goal is to peacefully communicate that this kind of hate and ignorance will not be accepted here in our neighborhood where we live and raise our families." I think that's well done.
Great.
Lamb and Lynx created the band Prussian Blue. Yeah, right. You know their mom created the band, and then they're in it.
It does seem unlikely. Usually it's the singers that young are usually groomed.
They did it to communicate their white separatist views musically, or rather the white separatist views that they've adopted from their mom. The song Sacrifice praises Nazi leader Rudolf Hess, Adolf Hitler's deputy. The two have modeled T-shirts featuring Hitler smiley faces. They mostly appear at rallies for white nationalist causes and maintain a website with links to other white separatist organizations. "The music that Prussian Blue performs is intended for white people," says their website. Quote, "They hope to help fellow whites come to understand that love for one's race is a beautiful gift that we should celebrate." Huh?
That's swell.
Wait a minute. You're born into your race. You are born into your family.
And it's somewhat subjective.
You're born into your country. All of these things, when you say subjective, what are you referring to?
Well, that's what, ethnicity is considered by science to be a subjective. There's not enough evidence of what a person is ethnically. It's sort of how they identify themselves. For instance, Scott,
our former co-host,
well, he's 2.5% black.
Right.
But he doesn't consider himself black. He doesn't look black. Nobody would think of him as black.
We're going to come back with more on Prussian Blue and Kalispell. If you're listening right now on KGEZ and Kalispell, if you've seen these signs going up around town and you've got comments, 800-259-9231, there's racists in Kalispell.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words: everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free, including the archives. We have got a lot of archives in there on the house. You go to freetalklive.com, you'll see the entire last year's worth of the show. Right there, front page of the site. No logging in, no membership fees, none of those hoops to jump through that the other talk shows want you to do. It's all free. freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Well, the story's not over yet about the little racist twin girls known as Prussian Blue, Lynx and Lamb Gade, who've moved from California to our very own Kalispell. Our affiliate KGEZ is there, broadcasting the show as we speak. And I want to hear from somebody who's there in Kalispell. Have you been made aware of these signs that have been going up around town? Not in my backyard, no hate here, essentially, these signs like this.
Are you happy about the girls moving there? Are you unhappy about the girls moving there? What do you think?
Are you willing to engage in social ostracism in this case? Because I absolutely would be. If I found out that there were white separatist racists living in the same area as me, I absolutely would do everything I could to ignore and ostracize and spread the word about those people.
Well, we're currently socially ostracizing the Prussian Blue girls.
I mean, exactly.
They cannot. We're talking about them on the radio, negatively, I'd say. And
I've got nothing positive to say about these girls.
We're not going to do business with them. The Prussian girls, the Prussian Blue girls, cannot advertise on the show. At least not at regular price.
Well, anyway, let's continue the story from ABC News. Quote, Rebecca Kushner-Meter, one of the people who handed out the flyers. Remember, there's flyers going around Kalispell now announcing that these girls are in town and what they're all about. Says the teens and their parents moved into her South Kalispell neighborhood a couple of weeks ago. At first, no one paid much attention until another neighbor showed a rerun of the primetime broadcast from last year. Then they recognized their new neighbors. Now, you would think that people like this, white separatists, You'd think they might move out into the sticks somewhere, but they describe this as a neighborhood. And when you describe something as a neighborhood, I don't really necessarily think of an area of town where there's an acre or two between houses. I think houses relatively close together when I think neighborhood. I know you can have a neighborhood with big plots of land, but in a neighborhood where people see each other, don't you have to have relatively close houses?
What do you think?
So they made the mistake of moving into a populated area. They were identified, and then they started printing up, or the neighbors started printing up these flyers to alert people. Now the
girls are homeschooled, right?
Of course they are.
Okay.
Now Kushner Meter and other families say they've received threats. So the people behind the flyers are now receiving threats.
Hmm.
And by the way, the flyers, we read a portion of them last segment. And there's no threat in the flyer. The flyer is just simply letting people know that these racists are in their midst. And now they're getting threats? Well, we're very concerned about our safety, says Kushner Meter. Postings by members of Stormfront.org and, get this, LibertyForum.com. I'm thinking something's wrong here because I saw that website and I said, well, that can't be right. LibertyForum.com looks to be a pro-freedom website, though this article's claiming they're community sites that are linked to the Prussian Blue site. I'm not sure if that means linked to by the Prussian Blue site, but anyway, they've included addresses and phone numbers of those involved in passing out the flyers. A photograph of a mother and her daughter that was published in the Daily Interlake as they distributed the flyers can also be found on the sites. Kalispell Police Chief Frank Garner says all the threats have come from outside the region but are being investigated. He also says none contained death threats. So the death threat, or the threats rather, are just coming from racists around the country. Who are essentially threatening these people. Hmm. They're not actually coming from Kalispell.
Yeah, not people from Kalispell.
1-800-259-9231 if you've got comments on these girls being in town there in Kalispell. In the primetime interview, Lynx, who was 13 at the time, says she and her sister were, quote, proud of being white. We're proud that we just happened to be born to a white mom and dad. Because that's all it is. Total random roll of the dice. That's what your race is. You can chalk it up to that, because that's all there is to it. It's totally random.
It is, and they're just lucky they weren't born some other color in some other place.
It's just as silly to say that you're proud of being white as you're proud of being born in within a certain landmass. I'm proud that I was pushed out of my mother's womb here in Florida or here in Massachusetts. That's just as silly, if you ask me. I'm proud of the blah blah blah. Anyway, we want our people to stay white. She says we don't want to just be, you know, a big muddle. We just want to preserve our race. Well, why would that be? What's wrong with people who might have a different skin tone as you? I've never understood it, Mark. I've never been able to figure out the meaning of their insanity. Why it is that they think this way?
Well. I can see, to some extent, people want to save extinct species, you know, endangered species, things like that. So the people want to preserve historic buildings.
Yeah, well, white people aren't endangered.
Well, I'm not even just saying white people. Races in general are more diluted than they used to be.
Right.
I'm not sure that it matters. I'm not sure that there's any point of genesis of race. I mean, you have to believe in creation of some sort to believe that there's a genesis of race, because aren't white people, you know, physically adapted to a certain area of the world?
Climates and that
yeah,
sort of
climates,
thing, yeah.
That kind of thing. And I mean, didn't they get that way through interbreeding of, you know, I don't know, different folks?
Right. And if you believe that races were created, then you believe in God, then why would you believe that God would create races that are inferior to one another? Doesn't make sense. I mean, if all men are created equal and all that good stuff.
Well, I mean, there's no good evidence to support what you say, but there's certainly none to refute it either. If God created races, why would he have made them one inferior, one superior?
The Gades apparently want to be left alone. They've refused to answer both their door or telephone. However, the Kalispell Police Department has heard from the family. The police say they've received a complaint that the family was being harassed by the neighbors posting the flyers. In an irony not lost on many in the community, the officers had to explain that the neighbors' free speech rights made the flyers perfectly legal. The only way that flyer would be illegal is if they posted it on their property. if they came along and essentially littered the flyers on their property.
Yeah,
or
sounds like it to me.
That would be the only way they would have stepped over a line, which they didn't do. Just as legal as the free speech rights afforded to Lynx and Lambgate to sing their utter dreck, their crappy songs, which you can hear if you go to their website. I believe it's prussianblue.net. Although a date has yet to been set, the 1400 member Montana Human Rights Network is planning a rally in Kalispell over this. Seems all area residents are now exercising their free speech rights in northwest Montana.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. But apparently,
I can't say I have any problem with it.
And I'm a little shocked. I mean, anytime we talk about immigration, our Montana callers are all over the boards, but tonight, got nothing. You guys don't have anything to say about the racists there living in town.
Apparently not.
All right. Yeah. Fine. 800-259-9231. Maybe you'll think about it later and call us then. All right. So you talk about whatever's on your mind. Otherwise, let's see. Where are we going to next here? Oh, yes. Congress considering strip-searching students. Have you heard about this one yet?
I have. I've read the same article. I just didn't do it.
Drug Policy Alliance. Imagine an America in which school officials could strip search every student in their school based on the unsubstantiated tip that one of them might have a joint. Yes, Congress is voting on a bill Tuesday or Wednesday that could make these police state tactics even more common. And then they go on to say you should call Congress, blah, 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 so that's going to do anything.
Now, so the idea is that 10 kids in a classroom could be accused of, you know, participating in some kind of drug activity, mm-hmm. and that somebody's certain that one of them has a joint.
Yeah, allegedly.
And, you know, so you got the 10, let's call them the boys, in, mm-hmm. in the room, and the coach is in there, and he's like, all right, fellas, what do we, one of you's got a joint, and why don't you just tell me who it is? And, you know, slowly tries to extract the information. Now he can say, all right.
Off with your pants.
Everybody, including me, we're all taking our pants off right now.
Why are you taking your pants off?
I just like to take my pants off. Let's go.
More on the way. You take control of the airways. We'll give you a little more detail on this, because this is pretty disturbing stuff. There's more coming up.
Super stuck?
800. Let me help you with that. 800-259-9231. Actually, that was the kid's voice. Whoops. More coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. And if you want to help support the show, well, I can't really tell you to go to these things now, but at some point in the future, you can go to amazon.freetalklive.com and you can shop with us. And anything that you buy then will give us a percentage of your sale. Though right now, all of our xyz.freetalklive.coms are totally inoperable. So be patient, and then you can go shop there. Oh, wait. No, it's working now. Sort of.
It just came up?
Yeah, it just came up. So it may be working for you. It may not.
Crap. Willie Nelson just got cited for pot and mushrooms.
What a shock.
Can't leave him alone.
Yeah, poor guy.
I mean, he hasn't paid them enough taxes.
And apparently they pulled over his tour bus.
Well, I mean, if you want to make a drug bust, and Willie Nelson's tour bus is going through town.
I know that, but really, I mean, what was that their reasoning? Was that they pulled over the tour bus because it was Willie Nelson's tour bus? Don't you still need a reason?
An unrepentant pot smoker,
right?
Oh, no, you don't need a reason. I mean, cops, do they need reasons?
I guess that's enough probable cause. The fact that Willie Nelson is on board on the vehicle, that's probable cause to pull it over and search.
Breaking news, folks.
Yeah. Right.
Bad news.
1-800-259-9231. Speaking of drugs, the Student Teacher Safety Act of 2006, we got to keep students and teachers safe now, Mark, is a sloppily written bill that would require any school receiving federal funding, which is virtually every government school, to adopt policies allowing teachers and school officials to conduct random, warrantless searches of every student at any time for essentially any reason that they want. All they'd have to do is say they suspect one of their students might be carrying drugs, and then they could conduct a wide-scale search of every student in the building. These searches could be pat-downs, bag searches, or even strip searches, depending on how far school administrators wanted to go. And I guarantee you, if you've got a couple pervs in your school, as far as the administration is concerned, you're going to have some strip searching going on.
Well, the fact is, if you give them the power to strip search, they're going to do some strip searches.
I'm not saying
that every search is going to be a strip search. I'm just saying that that's going to happen.
Although courts would have the power to overturn policies that went too far, it could take years and possibly decades to safeguard the rights of
students in every school. They're going to be out of high school and off into graduate school by the time that case is decided.
Disconnecting searches from individual suspicion is what led to the Goose Creek scandal in 2003. That South Carolina city sent a machine gun toting SWAT team into the high school because the principal suspected one of the students might be selling marijuana.
Wow.
Remember the story, Mark? 150
yep.
terrified students were handcuffed and forced to the floor at gunpoint as drug dogs tore through their book bags. No drugs or guns were ever found. In fact, I think they finally gave the kids a few bucks or something like that after a couple of years had gone by, but big flipping deal.
Still kind of crazy.
If your kids are still in government school, and you're hearing, and you hear a story like that, and you don't pull your kids out of government school afterwards, are you just lying to yourself and saying, oh, well, it happened in Goose Creek, South Carolina. It can't happen here. Really, what sort of rationale must parents be going through in order to continue sending their children to government school under these conditions? As though the schools weren't bad enough. I mean, government schools already got it bad. It's government, it's inept, it's slow, it's stupid, expensive.
You have no control over it. They teach your kids whatever the heck they want to teach them. And,
right.
And you don't get to say whether or not they learn how to put a condom on a banana. You don't get to say whether, you know, what genesis of human life story that your kid gets to learn. None of that stuff. You can either homeschool them, send them to private school, or send them to public school. Those are your choices.
Right. So what are you doing, parents? I mean, when you hear this news, what are you telling yourself? What excuses are you making to continue sending your children to government school? That's what I'd like to know. 1-800-259-9231. Searching students without individualized suspicion that they've done something wrong fosters mistrust between adolescents and the adults they should feel comfortable turning to when they do have substance abuse problems. Treating groups of students as if they are guilty until proven innocent sends the wrong message about what it means to be American citizens and makes them less likely to seek help and guidance when they need it. Yeah, you want to talk about making kids even more angry and jaded than they already might be? You want to make them hate their teachers and the administrators even more than they already do? Go ahead. Initiate this rule. Start strip searching kids.
Yeah.
Start shaking them down. Searching backpacks.
That might make them feel a little, I don't know, like they don't like the administration.
Pat downs before class, after class, any old time you want to. You know what? How about this part? Kids in government schools, in any school, I'm sure, don't tend to get along with one another too well. I mean, depending on how old they are, they tend to click off. They're, you know, there's the goths and the cool kids and the jocks or whatever. I don't even know what all the cliques are these days.
Really? Yeah, your knowledge of this is just devastating me.
Come on, Mark. You had cliques when you were in high school.
Right.
You were in the punks, right?
I don't think we use that terminology. I think,
what did you call yourself?
You know, I would have used punk rocker, but you know, at that point, that terminology was getting old.
The punk rockers, the metal, the glam rockers, the metal heads.
Yeah, long hairs.
Right.
Yeah, stoners.
Yeah.
Those kind of guys.
Right, so you got your cliques. So what happens
there's
when...
like the sort of the valley girl kind of girls with the big hair and stuff.
What happens when one clique decides, or one kid decides that he's going to turn in somebody he doesn't like? What happens if I turn you in, Mark? Because I don't like you because you pushed me the other day, or whatever the reason is.
Right. Certainly had people that I was unhappy with in high school.
Or maybe I'm someone who victimizes other kids, and I just turn this policy into a tool.
Yeah.
I say, I saw Mark. He put a joint in his bag today, this morning. He's got a joint in his bag right now, and then you get shook down.
Well, I don't think you could do that too. You couldn't cry wolf
too many times.
If you did that, you're. Third time, you're probably done.
Yeah, true. But you could always claim that they smoked it already or something. I don't know.
I'm just saying that you probably won't be successful.
Yeah. So bad news coming to a government school near you. What would you do? What would you, if your child came home, and I know we've got parents listening to the show. If your kid came home and said, Mom, in gym class today, I was strip searched. What would you do? Mom, I was strip searched and I didn't have any drugs.
And what does a strip search entail? I mean, are they allowed to tell the kids, you know, get naked?
Every time we've talked about strip searching on the show, they always claim they strip them to their underwear. That's
okay.
What they claim. I don't know if that means they strip them to their underwear and then touch them on their... I don't know. I mean, because if you're going to smuggle a joint and they only strip you down to your underwear, then you should put it in your bra or your pants
your
or whatever. But does that mean that you get to touch them once they've stripped down that far? I don't know how far these people go.
I mean, do they make them bend over, spread them cough? I mean, are you saying that doesn't happen to other kinds, you know, prisoners?
In prison, sure.
Well, I mean, how much is...
Which, by the way, this is yet another example of how awfully similar government schools are to prisons.
They're building them with bigger and taller fences. I'm not saying they're ever going to close
the gates. I've seen barbed wire on the tops of government school fences.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating. They build. Not only do they hire the same architects to build the government schools, so they as the prisons, so they actually look like prisons. They sort of they're institutions, right?
Right. What's the difference?
Right. I mean, all they need are bars on the windows. I mean, how far are we away from bars on the windows? They already have uniforms at a lot of government schools. You got uniforms, you got the buses, which look exactly the same, it's just the colors that are different.
Gangs.
You've got gangs, you've got barbed wire.
Roof showers.
Fences. They do have showers.
Yeah, they do.
That's right. Really, what is the difference between prison and government school? Oh, there's those classes and everything that go on, I suppose.
I think that they have a count time.
There's
in
a chow
prison.
Line.
Right, there's a chow line. Yeah, there's count time in prison, though.
What's count time?
All the convicts have to sit or stand in certain places, and then the turnkeys go and the cops, they go and count the convicts.
Hmm. Well, they do have roll call. They're sitting at their desk usually.
That's
roll call.
That's count time. Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Hmm. Yeah, so what is the difference? I mean, I'm really honestly trying to figure this. I'm not kidding here. I want to know. 800-259-9231.
There's less indoctrination in prison.
Yeah, that's true. You're spending days in a cell by yourself. You can actually pick books to read in
right.
prison and stuff.
And you're not even in a cell by yourself. I mean,
there's other people, you know. I mean, if you're in maximum, you might be in by yourself or something.
My impression of most prisons is that the guys go to jobs every day.
Yeah.
And they go to work, and then they have time off in the evening generally to work out or do whatever it is that they do. And
so it could be argued that there's like a trade-off. I mean, kids don't spend 24 hours a day in government schools. But on the flip side of that coin, the 8 hours or whatever, the 7 or 8 hours that they're there is full on indoctrination time. I mean, for these kids, whereas
I don't think they give them indoctrination.
Whereas prisoners, they're there 24 hours a day, but well, you can send them books and stuff, and they can read the letters. And wow, you know, if I had to choose to go to prison or go to government school again, I don't know. It'd be tough. It'd be
a
tough call.
I think I'd go to school.
I am kidding a little
sure
bit.
About that.
I'm kidding a little bit, but seriously, it is getting worse. The school situation.
Sure is.
It is getting worse. And honestly, give me some other differences. If you can think of them, 1-800-259-9231. Also, parents, what would your response be if you found out that your children were strip searched at school? And it doesn't matter to me if they were strip searched by some drooling, slobbering sicko or some administrator in a suit and tie. Either way, your kids were just violated. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Coming up, an immigration raid cripples a Georgia town.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
People are you-